AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. says, at least for now, Russian forces appear to have stopped their ground strategy aimed at capturing Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and are concentrating more on the fighting for control of the Donbas region in the country's southeast, a shift the Kremlin seems to confirm. An official at the Kremlin says, on the whole, the main objectives of the first stage of the operation have generally been accomplished. On a visit to Poland, President Biden saluted Ukraine's neighbor for taking in more than 2 million people getting out of Ukraine. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The UN says some 3.5 million have fled the devastation in Ukraine.
It's not stopping. It's like something out of a science fiction movie.
The president's praising Polish President Andrzej Duda and his people for opening their arms to so many refugees. Though through an interpreter, Duda used a different word.
We do not call them refugees. They're our guests, our brothers, our neighbors from Ukraine.
The president will meet with some tomorrow in Poland, saying he's disappointed security concerns will keep him from getting a closer look at the crisis in Ukraine itself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Ukrainian official says about 300 people were killed in the Russian airstrikes on a theater in Mariupol. In Kharkiv, Victoria Nadanova was hit by a missile strike. She says, I thought that everything was blown out inside of me, but I realized I could get up. Coronavirus rates are plunging among migrants crossing the border from Mexico as the Biden administration faces a decision to end or extend sweeping restrictions on asylum that are aimed at limiting the spread of the virus. A jury found a former Tennessee nurse guilty of criminally negligent homicide in the death of a patient who was accidentally given the wrong medication. Redonda Vaught injected a paralyzing drug instead of a sedative. This is AP News. An ice shelf the size of New York City has collapsed in East Antarctica.
Catherine Walker is an ice scientist with Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, and she says the location of this ice shelf collapse is the big news.
This is not going to have much, if any, measurable effect on, you know, sea level rise or anything like that. But the process is important because of where it is. And we are, you know, we haven't seen an East Antarctic ice shelf collapse in our at least in our lifetimes.
Possible reasons why?
We probably are seeing the result of a long time of increased ocean warming there, and it just has been melting and melting.
Then last week, temperatures soared more than 70 degrees above normal in the area.
I wouldn't say that it's the entire story, but it certainly added a pressure onto those ice shelves that we haven't seen before.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Deshaun Watson is maintaining his innocence and strongly denying any sexual misconduct, despite allegations made by 22 women against the Cleveland Browns' new starting quarterback. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.